This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Adam Culp. Adam, you are the leader of the South Florida PHP user group, is that correct?
Yep.
And what do you do for a living?
Actually, at the moment, I'm working as a senior PHP developer as well as a consultant, and just going from one contract to the next at the moment. The lack of a job makes my wife a little bit nervous sometimes, but other than that, we're doing good.
Well, good. Excellent. Well, you guys are really growing by leaps and bounds down there. You and I have been bouncing off each other for a year or more now. You were our guest on It's the Booze Talking episode 2, where we had several user group leaders get together. But I wanted to make sure that I had you, and let's talk specifically about the South Florida PHP user group. Which leads me to the standard question I like to ask user group leaders: how did you get it started? Or more importantly, why would you put yourself through this in starting a user group? Because I know for a fact that that's not easy.
Oh, exactly. And, it's a kind of a funny story. I had looked around for a user group down here for a while or an active group that I could, participate in. And there really wasn't anything. And then a couple years ago, I guess, actually, I think it was 3 years ago, Keith Casey had given me a ring. PHP Architect was doing an event down here in Miami, and Keith reached out to me and said, Adam, where's the community down there? Who can I reach out to get publicity going and get alert the developers of this? I think it was CodeWorks at the time, and I said, well, you know what, there isn't any that I know of. And he said, okay, you're the guy. So he said that jokingly and half serious. So then over the next year, I really started to get an itch to start something, and get it up and running here in Florida. And then after two years ago at PHP Tech, I was listening to Keith and listening to Lorna Jane and some other people at PHP Tech talk about, user groups and getting them up and running. And when I came home from PHP Tech, I started it. I said, okay, it's time to just go. So I started to meet up. I started a group on meetup.com, and we just grew tremendously. So obviously there was a need down here. We're sitting right around 280 members right now. I first started the group, we quickly grew to almost 100 members within the first few months. So there was obviously an itch down here that needed scratched, and I think I'm filling that okay.
Excellent. Yeah, I believe it was the PHP 2009, which was the very first, CodeWorks 2009, which was the very first CodeWorks tour, where you and I first met.
Uh-huh.
At least that's the first time I remember you. I apologize if we met before that. But that was a fun time. And I know there used to be a Miami group, but I think they kind of fell apart or dissolved or something like that.
Yeah, there was a group in Miami. As a matter of fact, it's still there. It's moved a little bit further north up toward Fort Lauderdale. But the group in Miami, I guess he just lost interest over time or whatever, and he started to dwindle. I think he started to do some Ruby on the side and really went full force there. But ironically, now that I've got the South Florida PHP user group up and running, that group has actually revived somewhat, and now they're meeting just a little bit further south from where I am. And while I don't think that they're growing or thriving real well, they're still in existence.
Well, that's good. It's good. The more the merrier.
Exactly.
You're probably the second or third user group that I can directly attribute to that that meeting at PHP Tech where we had the round table with Lorna Jane and all them up there. I know Jeremy Kendall was there, and that was where Memphis got started. There's a couple more. And so, it's always great to hear those kind of stories because, that's the reason we do those kind of meetings, is to get people energized about being part of a user group and being part of the leadership of a user group. So, hey, let's take a real quick break here. And let's talk about our sponsor, Engine Yard. I want to thank Engine Yard. Thank Liz Nairmore for helping us get that sponsor. Liz, you're wonderful. You know that, but we need to tell you that every now and then. And Engine Yard, Engine Yard bills themselves as a platform or platform as a service. Now, if you Google for platform as a service, there are like a gazillion different companies that say we are a platform as a service. Nobody really knows what that means. It usually means whatever the marketing team decides it means. Okay, everybody these days is a platform as a service. But in Engine Yard's case, if we cut through all the marketing crap, what we get to is really simple hosting. I mean, basically, you set up your GitHub account or your SVN, whether GitHub is private or public, and you tie it to your Orchestra account, and when you make a change, you tag it, you push it live. It's that simple. You don't have to manage Apache. You don't have to manage MySQL or any of these other services. They take care of that for you. And if you get their premium account, they've got auto-scaling. So, as traffic goes up, Your resources go up. You pay a little more, but let's hopefully, if you've got more traffic, you're making some more money. So, but they take care of all of that for you. Now, if you've never been out there, go out to engineyard.com/orchestra and take a look at their offering. And if you look at their pricing, you'll see they have a free account. Take your pet project that you've been looking at, been playing with, you've been looking for some place to host, throw it up there on Engine Yard and play with it, okay? Number one, you get to play with your code in a production environment, and number two, you get to see how dead simple Orchestra is and how easy it is to use and how valuable a resource it is. So if you've not been out there, go out to engineyard.com/orchestra and give it a look. See if it won't meet your needs, because I think what you'll find is it will, and you don't have to worry about managing all those other programs and stuff like that. Okay, Adam, back to you. Let me find my questions here. There we go. I have a standard group of questions that I ask user group leaders, and that's not because I'm lazy. It's just because these are things that are interesting about user groups. So I'm going to ask you one of the standard questions that I ask. What's the most interesting meeting you've had so far?
Oh, we've had a lot of good meetups with a lot of good people. I think some of the interesting ones, though, is last year, right around Christmas time, we had Rasmus actually came to South Florida. And that was a really interesting meetup. Of course, I knew that we would get a big crowd for the meetup, so I planned accordingly. I had a pretty good place, but very quickly the word got out, and what had happened is the Linux users group in South Florida got a hold of it, and matter of fact, the organizer of the Linux user group actually volunteered to help be the front runner for one of the local universities, and actually got me a bigger place. But along with that, I mean, our membership in the user group actually grew by 100 in a matter of a week, and the meetup itself just really took off. Also, we had Miami really got involved. Server Grove jumped in and got us some extra publicity down in Miami. So, we ended up splitting it into two meetups. But the interesting part was just the amount of people that pulled. I was not prepared for the amount of people. So it was really interesting, made it interesting fast.
Hey, let me ask you this, and this is just totally off the top. Bringing somebody like Rasmus in involves actually paying for stuff, because while Rasmus is a nice guy, he can't afford to fly to every user group and talk, so somebody's got to pay his airfare and his hotel and stuff like that. How do you guys – did y'all contribute to that, or did you pay it outright? And if so, how did you raise that money?
We were very fortunate because we have Server Grove right down here in my backyard, and they actually sponsored it for us. So they paid the bill for Rasmus to come. Other than that, we're fortunate. I had a local recruiter, Open Pros, who is, you know, really a one guy company, but he does a fantastic job. He just gets it. And and he donated for the coffee and cookies and stuff at the meetup. And like I said, the Linux user group really helped out because they approached – actually, he's one of the teachers, I believe, at the local university. Mm-hmm. And so they donated the location for us. So it worked out really well for the user group because, of course, you know, we didn't have any cash. You know, I haven't ran any events where we've had a need. So it's nice that everybody kind of chipped in and we got the event up and running really well.
Okay, what's the URL for Open Pros? We'll throw it into the show notes.
Openpros.com, I believe.
Okay. We'll make sure of that, and we'll throw a link into it into the show notes to kind of thank them for helping out because that was awful nice of them. And, of course, Pablo and Server Grove are always great supporters of the community. We appreciate everything that they do. Okay, hey, let's do a lightning round because there's a bunch of little questions that I filter in and out of these interviews, but I'll ask you all of them. But we're just going to do quick answers. First question, what are your mailing list rules?
Well, I mean, for our mailing list, I'm pretty much the only one that uses the mailing list. One of the things that I found early on is that recruiters, you know, some of the entry level recruiters will take advantage and just jump all over you if you open the door. So what I found early on was, when people register to become a part of the group at a meetup, they do get a little notice saying, hey, please be respectful. If you're a recruiter, please, you know, contact Adam and let's do it the right way. It would be bad if you got banned is basically what it says in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And I really haven't had much of an issue. There's been a couple people who have mailed to the mailing list, but they have been respectful. So I think just putting it all out there on the front line and saying, hey, please respect us and we'll respect you and we'll all work together. I think that worked, at least down here. You know, I know some other people have some difficulties with recruiters. Down here, they tend to be okay as long as you let them know on the front what you expect.
Sure. And I think in Nashville we have a rule that is we allow job posts. I think I've mentioned this before. We allow job posts that are within the region. But if it's outside the region or outside of the of PHP, we will we moderate all of them, and so we won't post them. If you keep doing it, we'll ban them. And I just had to ban my first recruiter the other day because they kept sending Java jobs from Dallas. Of course, we're not going to post that, you know.
Right, right.
But and what's irritating is they realize they're banned, so they start using a different email address. But it's the same company and everything. It's like, really, you know, we're not bright enough to figure that out. Anyhow, next one. What's your leadership structure?
Well, I mean, at the moment, 2 years ago, I started the user group, and it's just been me as the organizer. The guys from Open Pros were a big help. When we started out for the first year, Charlie over at Open Pros, just amazing. He's on openpros.net. But a great guy. For the first year, he was really my right hand man. If I needed a location, if I needed somebody to sponsor pizza or whatever the case, he was there. And now after that, he's been really busy. So after that, his attendance and everything kind of dwindled off. But he's always been there as a great recruiter, on the side. So it works out really well. Now, lately though, I've got a few good people in the user group, and I'm really to the point where I'd like to find somebody else that could help me out with some things, with the meetups and especially with talks and managing some things. I've gotten so busy over the, more so in the last 7-8 months, it seems like things are really getting busy with the user group, and it would be nice to have somebody else to kind of pull into things.
Cool. You've talked to Open Pros. You've mentioned them a couple times. What are your rules for sponsorships, and how do you find sponsors?
Yeah, I mean, sponsors have been pretty easy, actually. usually I'll reach out to you know, the recruiters or other companies down here. You know, I mean, I've been around Florida for a long time, right? I moved down here in 2000, and I'm not a quiet person, so I tended to build a network structure pretty quick, and so I know a lot of companies and I know a lot of recruiters. And it's just worked out. You know, I pretty much, if I put something out there, you know, people pretty much jump all over it. Hey, I want to be part of that, you know, and it's been really good. I've got some really top end recruiters down here, whether it's been with the major companies or some of the smaller ones. And you know, I don't go to just one because I want to spread the wealth a little bit. You know, so I tend to hit a few and you know, each event, you know, I ask somebody new if they want it. If they don't want it, then of course I go to somebody else. But it's worked out pretty well that way.
Excellent. Now, final one from the lightning round. How did you find your meeting space?
You know, we've been through a few meetup spaces. You know, early on we were meeting a little bit further south in Fort Lauderdale. The Open Pros guy Charlie, he had a relative who actually worked at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale, and they donated a space to us. They also have a web development department for teaching students how to do web design, because of course it's an art institute. It leans more toward design than programming. But so they donated a room to us for a while. And then after that, you know, eventually it just got too busy and some people lost interest, you know, at the university because they realized we're developers, we're not so much the design work. And so I think it just kind of fell by the wayside. But then a local company, Revelex, stepped up and they said, "Hey, Adam, we have a meeting space. You know, we have a lot of developers that work here. We'd love to be more a part in the community." And, you know, they've stepped up, you know, they buy pizza and soda every month for each meetup. They let us use their conference room and their Wi-Fi while we're there. And as long as the meetup stays reasonably sized, you know, that works out really well for us.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I thank you for sharing your insights. Standard question I ask everybody, no matter what they do in PHP, what's your local user group, which I think we've covered that already, but what's the URL?
Oh, the URL, we're at soflowphp.org. That's soflowphp.org, the acronym for South Florida.
Okay.
And that'll forward right over to the meetup.com site, and that's where I'm managing everything through.
Sweet. Well, Adam, I want to take this chance to thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community. Thank you for your time here, but I know it's a lot of work to organize a user group and to maintain one, especially a thriving one. Thank you for taking the time to do that.
Thanks, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.